So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, the Elu Hein HaNisrafin. The following two transgressions are punishable with burning. Habal Isha Ubita. If a person married a woman and then cohabited with her daughter or mother, he gets Sreifa. Uvas Koin Shazinsen, if the daughter of a Koin was Mizanish, he gets Sreifa. Yesh Bechlal Isha Ubita. The following are included in the Isra of Isha Ubita. Bitoi, Uvas Benoi. A person's own daughter, his daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter, also known as Lamata Didei. His descending relatives, and these are his children through Anasase out of wedlock, but they're not his wife's children. Uvasish, the Uvas Bito, Uvas Beno, his wife's daughter, her daughter's daughter, and her son's daughter, also known as Lamata Dida, his wife's descending relatives. And these are all his wife's children from a previous marriage, but not his children. Chamayse, Ve'em Chamayse, Ve'em Cham of his wife's mother, her mother's mother, and her father's mother, also known as Lamala Dida, his wife's ascending relatives. The Gemara cites a brisa with the sources for Yesh Bechlal Isha Bita. A pasuk of Einish in Parashat Kedoshim states, "Ve'isha sheyikach as isha ve'esima zimahu be'esh yisreifu." Ainly ella isha ve'ima. The pasuk mentions only a wife and her mother, and this is a source for Chamaisa. The source of Sreifa for Lamata Dida, those that were born to Ishta but not to him, such as Bas Ishta uvas Bita uvas Bena, is derived through Gzeri Shava from Azhara to Einish through the word zima. The pasuk of Azhari in Pashas Achri states, "Ervas isha bita leisigala, es bas bina ves bas bita leisikach legalas ervasa sha'are heina zimahu." And the pasuk here of Einish states, "Ve'isha sheikach as isha ves ima zimahu be'ish yisreifu." Ma'ala halan bita uvas bina, afkan bita uvas bina. Just as the Azhari includes lamata dida, so too the Einish includes lamata dida. The Brisa continues, Minayin lasses zacharim kinekevis. As the Gemara explains, Minayin lasses she'er haba mimenu kesh'er haba mimena. The source of Sreifa for Lamata Didei, those born to him, Manosase, out of wedlock, and who are not Bas Ishtoi, his wife's daughters or granddaughters, such as Bitoi, Uvas Benoi, as there is Sreifa for Lamata Dida, Bas Ishtoi, Uvas Bita, Uvas Bena, is derived through the same Gzereshava of the word Zima from the Azhara to Einish. And therefore, Malahan Zacharim Kinekevis, Avkan Zacharim Kinekevis. Just as the Azhar includes Lamata Didei, so do the Einish includes Lamata Didei. The Gemara asks, V'habesher Didei like Siv Zima. The pasuk of Azhara for Lamata Didei does not mention the word Zima. The Gemara answers, Amar Rava Amali Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. There are actually two Gzeres Shabbos. First through the word Heina, and then through the word Zima. The Gzer Shav of Heina is through the two psukim of Hasara. One pasuk states, Ervas isha bita leisigala, es bas bina ves bas bita leisikach legalas ervasa, sha'ara Heina zimahu. This pasuk refers to lamata dida, those born to Ishta, because the word isha is defined as a halachically married wife. While the second pasuk states, Ervas bas binchoi vas bitcho leisigala ervasan kervas reheina, this pasuk refers to lamata dida, those born to him, even through Anusasa, because the pasuk does not specify Isha. And the Gzer Shav of Heina teaches, Malahalan Zima Imai, Afkan Zima Imai. Just as the Asara of Lamata Dida includes the word Zima, so too the Asara of Lamata Didei includes Zima. And now there is a second Gzer Shav of the word Zima from the Asara of Lamata Didei to the Einish. Malahalan Zcharm Kenekevis, Afkan Zcharm Kenekevis. Just as the Asara includes Lamata Didei, so too the Einish includes Lamata Didei. The Brisa continues, Minayin lasses lamata kilamala. Nemakan zima, venemalahan zima, malahan lamata kilamala, afkan lamata kilamala. Ma kan lamala kilamata, aflahalan lamala kilamata. And Abai explains, Minayin lasses shleisha deris lamala, kishleisha deris lamata. The source that there is Sreifa and Alav for lamala dida up till the third generation above his wife, including his wife, Emcham moiseve emchamab, as there is Sreifa and Alav for lamata dida. Up till the third generation below his wife, not including his wife, Basbita Ubas Bina, is derived through another Gzereshav of the word Zima. The Pasuk of Azhara of Lamata Dida states, Ervas Isha Bita Leisigala, Sha'are Heina Zimahu. And the Pasuk of Einish of Lamala Dida states, Ve'isha Sheyikach as Isha Vesima Zimahu Be'esh Yisreifu. Malamata Shleisha Deris of Lamala Shleisha Deris. Just like Lamata Dida includes the third generation, so too Lamala Dida includes the third generation. And the Mabo Einish Asa Lamata Kilamala Apasara Nami Asa Lamala Kilamata. Just as the Einish of Lamala Dida also includes Lamata Dida, as was said earlier, so too the Lav of Lamata Dida also includes Lamala Dida. The Gemara now returns to the Gzer Shavah that taught She'er Haba Mimenu K'She'er Haba Mimenu. And the Gemara asks, Ima hi im ema asura, af hu im ima asura. The Gezeirah Shavah should also teach that just as his wife's mother's mother is forbidden to him, so to his own mother's mother ought to be forbidden to him, midiraisa. However, the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos lists im ima with the shnias, those that are forbidden only midrabanan. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says im ima is not asur, because the pasuk of ima states, ervas imcha loisa gala imchahi. The exclusive words imchahi come to minimize mishum imayat mechayva v'iyat mechayva mishum im imay. One is liable only for his mother, but not for his mother's mother. Rava says, according to both opinions, in the way Gzeir Shava works, this Gzeir Shava cannot teach an isser for im imay. According to the opinion of Dun Mino Mino, once we learn the Gzeir Shava, we derive all of the halachas as well. Then the Gzeir Shava from im imay would teach both mahi im imay asura, afhunami im imay asura, that there's an isser for im imay like im imay, and umina mahi besreifa, afhunami besreifa, that one receives sreifa for im imay like im imay. However, this cannot be so, because according to Reb Shimon's opinion of sreifa chamura, sreifa is more severe than skila, then there are three perchas to this Gzeir Shava. Ikla mefrach, malihi shekein ima besreifa, taima behu sheima beskila. Perhaps only for Eim Ima one gets the more severe Sreifa, because for Ima one gets Sreifa. But for Eim Ima one should get the more lenient Skila, because for Ima one merely gets Skila. And Ima Beskila, Eim Ima Besreifa, if for the closer Ima one gets the lenient Skila, then for the more distant Eim Ima he should not get the more severe Sreifa. And who kihi? Mahi le chalakta ba bein ima le im ima, af hu nami le techlik bai bein ima le im ima. Just as regarding ishtar for both ima and im ima, he gets the same misa of strefa, so too for ima and im ima, he ought to get the same misa of skila. Therefore, the Gzeir Shava cannot derive strefa for im ima. And according to the Chacham's opinion of skila chamura, skila is more severe than strefa. Only the third pircha applies. Mahi le chalakta ba bein ima le im ima, af hu nami le techlik bai bein ima le im ima. But the first two perchas do not apply, while according to the opinion of Dun Mino Vokei Ba'Asra, we only utilize the Gzeir Shava of Eim Imay for the specific halacha necessary that Mahi Eim Imay Asura Af Hunami Eim Imay Asura. But all other halachas remain as understood regarding Imay, and therefore Ma Imay Beskila Af Eim Imay Name Beskila. However, this cannot be so, because according to Reb Shimon's opinion of Sreifa Chamura, there are two perchas of the Gzeir Shava. Ikal Mifrach Malihi Shekein Imay Besreifa Taima Behusha Imay Beskila. Perhaps only Eim Ima is Asr, because for Ima one gets the more severe Sreifa. But Eim Ima is not Asr, because for Ima one gets the more lenient Skila. And who kihi? Mahi lechalakta bo bein bito le Eim Ima, af hu le tachlik boi bein bito le Eim Ima. Just as regarding Ishtay, both for Bita and for Eim Ima, he gets the same Misa of Sreifa. So too for both Bita and for Eim Ima, he should get the same Misa of Sreifa, not Skila. David the Gzeir Shava cannot derive Skila for Eim Ima. And according to the Chacham's opinion of Skila Chamura, only the second Pircha applies. But the first Pircha does not apply, because Ima gets the more lenient Sreifa, while Ima gets the more severe Skila. This discussion continues in the next daf.